Hi everyone, I'm going to be talking about BOSS, which is an active testing framework. And what it does, it allows network operators to reason about their networks in the presence of middle boxes. So let me start with the broader motivation for our work. So in general, network operators need to enforce their intended policies. And then we have the reality, which is what the network actually does. Now, because a lot of things can go wrong in a network, a fundamental question here is whether the network is doing what we want it to do. So let's take a look at what these policies are in practice and how we check their correctness today. So a network is used to connect endpoints. So here in this example, our reachability policy says that host A can talk to host B. So there has been a significant body of work that basically tries to enable us to check whether A can actually talk to B, essentially tries to enable checking simple policies like this in terms of reachability in stateless networks. And by stateless, I mean a network that only involves routers and there are no middle boxes. And as we know, routers are stateless devices. But in reality, there is more to worry about, and here is why. So if you look at real networks, because of security and performance requirements, operators extensively use a significant number of middle boxes. So these are things like firewalls, proxies, intrusion detection and prevention systems, and so forth. Now, I refer to policies that involve middle boxes as context-dependent policies. And the reason for that is the intended sequence of middle boxes that we want the traffic to go through depends on the processing context of the middle box. So here is an example of a context-dependent policy. So the policy here basically says traffic from A to B needs to go through a lightweight IPS, intrusion prevention system, that simply looks at packet headers. And only if the light IPS detects the traffic as suspicious should it go through a heavyweight IPS as well. And the heavyweight IPS in this case performs deep packet inspection. Now, here I want to point out that context is a notion using which we define policies, like you see in this example. But in reality, a context is a representation of an internal state of a middle box. So for example, when we say the traffic context is suspicious, what it really means is there is an internal state of the light IPS, namely the current count of bad connection attempts by host A that has gone beyond a certain preset threshold, let's say 10. So what we just saw here is the fact that in practice, what we have is context-dependent policies, and we want to enforce them in stateful networks. So now going back to the original motivating question of whether the network is doing the right thing, the question becomes, how can we check our context-dependent policies in stateful networks? And this is a challenging question for two reasons. First, we have an expressiveness challenge because we need to be able to capture these stateful behaviors. And second, we need to be able to explore the state space of the network so that we can reason about it. And we need to do so in a scalable manner. So our solution is BOSS. In a nutshell, what it does, it takes the intended context-dependent policies from the operator. And then it generates test traffic using which the operator can see for herself whether the network is policy compliant. So to see how we do that, next I'm going to be talking about the design of the system. So I want to take a step back for a second and just note that any time that we want to reason about any system, we essentially need two ingredients. First, we need a model or an abstraction of that system. And second, we need a way of exploring that model so that we can reason about that. And same is true here. To make BOSS a reality, first, we need to be able to expressively model our data planes that happen to be stateful in practice. And second, we need to be able to explore that, explore the model so that we can generate test traffic, and we need to do so in a scalable way. So I'm going to first talk about modeling stateful data planes. So if you look at a data plane, it's essentially nothing but an inner connection of a number of network functions. And by network function, I mean anything like a router or a middle box. So it's just a collective term to refer to anything that we have inside the network. So let's think of one network function in abstract. So if we want to model that, we need to essentially answer two questions. So first, we need to decide about modeling the traffic unit of the data plane, which is the input and output of the network function. And also, we need to model the network function itself, meaning whatever functionality that it's supposed to provide. So let's look at modeling the traffic unit first. And by the way, I'm going to use the light IPS that we saw earlier just as a running example. Okay, so how do we model the traffic unit? So we can start with an existing sort of traffic unit abstraction known as a located packet from prior work. A located packet is essentially an IP packet along with its location, which is the network port at which it is located. But it turns out for our purpose, a located packet is not an expressive traffic unit abstraction. A reason being, for example, when a located packet comes out of the light IPS, it doesn't say whether it's been detected as suspicious or benign. So we can go ahead and explicitly add context to a located packet. Okay, this is good, now it is expressive. But now we still have another challenge of scalability. So imagine we are trying to model a very large HTTP response using its individual IP packets. So if we do so, it's going to be a very cumbersome abstraction. So in this sense, it's not scalable. So our idea to model the traffic unit of the data plane is what we call a bus data unit, or BDU. And BDU has two characteristics. First, it explicitly captures traffic context, so this way it is expressive. And second, it's a multi-layer abstraction. For example, instead of representing all the individual packets of an HTTP response, we can capture all of them just using one BDU. So using this kind of aggregation, we make it scalable. Okay, so at this point, we know how to model the traffic unit, but how do we model a given network function? So again, we can try to start with an existing candidate approach. For example, what is known as a transfer function, again, from existing work. A transfer function is an abstraction of a router that basically maps an input located packet to an output located packet. But again, it turns out for our purpose, a transfer function is not expressive in the sense that it doesn't capture a state. So we need to do something better. So we might think of using actual Middlebox code as its model. So for example, if you're trying to model an intrusion prevention system, why not try to use something like Snort? But the problem with this approach is twofold. First of all, actual Middlebox code tends to be very large. So exploring that is going to be a serious scalability challenge. But there's also a more fundamental problem here. And the problem is, if the implementation code involves bugs, then whatever test traffic that we generate using the code as the model could be buggy as well. So this is not working either. So another candidate approach could be basically trying to identify key state variable of the network function and basically build a finite state machine, or FSM. So for example, here the FSM for the light IPS shows the current count of bad connection attempts per host. So now this is expressive because it captures a state. But now if we make this finite state machine naively by putting all the state variables together, we're going to quickly run into state space explosion because the number of states are going to quickly blow up. So to make this model scalable, we need to break down this huge monolithic finite state machine into an ensemble of smaller FSMs to make it scalable. And there are two insights using which we can break down these larger states into smaller ones. And actually, we got these insights from actual Middlebox codes and the way they are structured. The first one is to try to decouple very large states around independent connections, as the figure shows here. Now we have little per-host finite state machines. And similarly, we can also try to decouple large states around logically independent tasks that I'm not going to talk about here. So essentially, using this idea of modeling a network function as an ensemble of FSMs, now we have a model that is both expressive and scalable, which is what we were looking for. Okay, so far we've seen how to model the traffic unit and how to model the network function. So here is a high-level code snippet of how we put things together. So we just happen to write the models in the C language, but that is not fundamental. It's just a language we picked because of the tool chain we are using. And I won't get to details here. I just want to point out a couple of things. First, the code for each network function model essentially captures its stateful behaviors as an ensemble of FSMs, which is what I just described. And second, because the input and output of each network function is a BDU, which is our abstract traffic unit, now modeling the entire data plane is nothing but BDUs going through one network function after the other according to the policy. So this way now we have a model of the entire data plane. Okay, but our original goal was to be able to generate test traffic. So how do we use this model of the data plane to generate test traffic? So I'm going to be talking about that next. So first, I want to quickly give an intuition of what test traffic is really supposed to do. So whatever approach we take to modeling the stateful data plane, it's going to be a state space at the end of the day. So for example, here we are talking about the light IPS, and every state is capturing the number of bad connection attempts per host. So 0, 0 is the initial state. We haven't seen any bad connection attempts by anyone. So what test traffic is conceptually supposed to do is it's a sequence of traffic units, or BDUs, that drive the state of the data plane from its initial state, let's say 0, 0, where we haven't seen any bad connection attempts, to a goal state, let's say, where we call suspiciousness as having seen at least 10 bad connection attempts, right? So we can imagine it's essentially a search problem. How do we find such a sequence of traffic units? So we've looked at a range of different sort of candidate solutions, starting with things like brute force or random fuzzing, or even trying to use out-of-the-box code exploration tools such as model checkers or even AI planning. But what we realized was even for very small networks, none of them were scalable. So our high-level approach is based on symbolic execution, and it's essentially a two-step process. So first, we define a sequence of BDUs, again, our traffic units, as symbolic variables. And in the second step, we use assertions to encode our goal states. So for example, if our goal is to trigger an alarm on the light IPS, then the assertion will be essentially capturing the negation of our goal, which is the light IPS not alarming. Now, why do we do that? Because essentially, this way, the symbolic execution engine tries to concretize the symbolic variables so that the assertion is violated. The violation of the light IPS not alarming is the light IPS alarming, which is exactly what we're looking for. Okay, but still we have a serious challenge of scalability if we just do what I described here. So we have designed a couple of optimizations on top of symbolic execution, so there's no time to talk about it here. We have the details in the paper, but they are essentially meant to narrow down the search space and significantly speed up the search process. So next I'm going to be briefly talking about the implementation of the system and share a couple of evaluation results. So as far as Buzz is concerned, we are agnostic to the implementation of the data plane. So data plane is just a black box to us. And here's the end-to-end workflow of the system. So everything starts with taking the intended policies from the operator. So we have a GUI as well as a text-based interface for this purpose. We also have populated a library of models of different network functions, such as firewalls, proxies, intrusion detection and prevention systems, load balancers, and a few others. So using the policy and this library, Buzz instantiates a model of the data plane. And then we have the optimized symbolic execution-based process to generate test traffic, which is what I just described in a couple of slides before. Now I want to point out that what we get at the end of this stage is abstract test traffic, meaning the test traffic is in terms of the model, BDUs. It's not something we can inject into the actual network. So we have a translation procedure that takes this BDU level traffic sequence and generates test generation scripts, and these are going to be run at the hosts in the network, and now they will generate actual IP test traffic and will be and they will be injected into the network. And then Buzz will collect monitoring logs from across the network, and it will eventually decide whether the network is policy compliant, and the result will be reported back to the network operator. And we have made the code available on GitHub. So very quick evaluation results. So Buzz helped us find new bugs in some of the recent SDN-based policy enforcement frameworks. And in addition to that, we also used Buzz to successfully find bugs that we intentionally introduced into the system. So we were able to find those bugs as well. Buzz is scalable. So in the plot here, we have on the x-axis the topology size of the network in terms of the number of switches. And as we increase the number of switches, we proportionally increase the number of middle boxes as well. And the y-axis is test traffic generation latency, so lower is better. And the key takeaway here is that our optimizations on top of symbolic execution are critical. They reduce the latency of test traffic generation by 4 orders of magnitude. And as a result, we can generate test traffic for a network with hundreds of switches and tens of middle boxes in less than 2 minutes. And we have a lot more results in the paper. So to conclude, our motivation was being able to reason about realistic networks. And that means being able to check context-dependent policies in stateful networks. And this turns out to be a challenging task for reasons of scalability and expressiveness. So our solution to that is Buzz, which is an active testing framework. And we build that using 3 ideas: a novel abstraction of a traffic unit, modeling network functions as an ensemble of finite state machines, and finally, our optimizations on top of symbolic execution for fast exploration of the state space. So through our evaluations, we learned that Buzz can actually help find bugs, and it's scalable. And there are a number of very interesting directions for future work. For example, how can we automatically synthesize these models and also validate their correctness? So with that, I'm open to questions. Thanks.
Hello there, I'm Luis Pedrosa from USC. So when you're symbolically executing these models, how do you handle state that is being held separately in more than one entity in the network? So 2 different functions on the network or 2 different switches, and yet they are tied to each other and due to some kind of communication that they're being updated at the same time.
Yes, so that's a great question. So here I just showed a very simple example that the goal really depends on one network function. But you can imagine that we can play all sorts of games, and the assertion can sort of capture statements about multiple network functions. So for example, we can capture the fact that, we want to have alarm triggered on both the light IPs and the heavy IPs. So we have a bunch of examples of that sort in the paper. So yes, we can do that.
But is there any little nugget that you can give us here so I can have an idea of how you do that?
So you can imagine, even when we have multiple network functions, eventually the goal state is a combination of their individual states.
Right.
So we can capture the same thing using our assertions.
Oh, so state is basically modeled as
involves everything, yes.
Okay.
Multiple network functions, yes.
Thank you very much.
So Omid from USC. So I was wondering, what is the, for BDUs, you have to carry the BDUs with the packet itself from one of your middle boxes to the next one, if their work is related. So basically, that BDU becomes part of the packet. For example, you can carry it with the VLAN or MPLS tags or whatever. So I'm just wondering, what additional thing does BDU provide that you normally that you don't see?
So I just want to point out, BDU is a model of a packet. It's not that we have packet and BDU. BDU is just a model of a packet in the network. The network model. And it has two features. One is that it captures context that a normal packet won't. And second is that we have this ability to sort of aggregate or collapse multiple packets as one BDU for scalability reasons.
But you have to transfer the BDU somehow from one mailbox to another,
yes,
right?
That's
and that
right.
becomes part of the packet now.
So BDU itself is an abstract packet. It's not something that's part of the packet. BDU itself is a model of a packet that walks through network
okay.
functions.
Okay, thanks.